Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Mokoshe bakare eko di 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 akashe di 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 ya. Orere bakashe di 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 ya. We come to give glory to the Most High God. We come, mokoshe bakare eko di, to honor our King, the Lord of Lords. Mokoshe bakare, our great and mighty Creator, the one who created us in His image. Mokoshe bakare, the one who gave us life and life more abundantly. The one, Mokoshe Bakade, who restores us unto Him when we have backed up from Him, backslidden. Mokoshe Bakade, the one who calls us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Mokoshe Bakade, ekonenenedeka. We honor the Most High God. We honor the King of Kings. We honor the Lord, Mokoshe, God Almighty. Mokode di 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 akashe di 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 alalala Mokoshe bakade. Hallelujah. Mokoshe bakade eko di 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 ya. We honor the presence of a holy God, a righteous God. We honor the presence of Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be His great and glorious name. Mokoshe bakade. Hallelujah. We are Mokoshe Bakade Eko, grateful to the Most High God, because He is our King, He is our Lord, He is our Shepherd, Mokoshe Bakade. And we come with grateful hearts this morning to acknowledge Him as Lord, to acknowledge Him as Savior, to acknowledge Him as King, Mokoshe Bakade. To acknowledge Him as Jehovah Rapha, a healer. Mokoshe Bakade, to acknowledge His presence this morning. Mokoshe Bakade, we acknowledge Him as Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is a righteous God. There is none like Him. None can compare to how great He is. He is mighty. He is mighty. He is great. He's an honorable King. Mokoshe Bakade Eko di 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 akashe. He is Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. Mokoshe Bakade di alalala Mokoshe Baka. He is the God who loves us. Mokoshe Baka. He is the God who sent His only Son, Jesus, to die for us. Mokoshe di 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 akashe. He is our banner over us, Jehovah Nisi. He is a peacemaker. He gives us peace. Peace in the morning, peace in the afternoon, peace in the evening. He is Jehovah Shalom, a great peacemaker. He is Jehovah Mokoshe Bakade Shaddai, the Almighty God. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidi Jehovah Elohim, the everlasting Father. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidi Akashidi. We honor His presence this morning because He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great and mighty I Am. He is Alpha. He is Omega, the beginning and the end. Mokoshe Bakade, nobody can compare to how great our God is. Nobody can compare to how wonderful our Father is. Mokoshe Bakade, Father God, we surrender all to You today. Have Your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Mokoshe, we move out the way. Mokoshe, and we say, have Your way, O Lord. Makade ekoshe bakade ekunenedede bakade. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. We honor the presence of the Most High God this morning, and we thank Him that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. We come this morning, Mokoshe, giving Him praise and thanksgiving. Mokoshe Baka, we come to bind up everything, Mokoshe, that's not like Jesus. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. We plead the blood of Jesus, Mokoshe Baka, over Bible Storyland, Mokoshe, every person, Mokoshe Baka associated with it. Mokoshe Baka de Eko Didi. We honor the Most High God. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And we say, Mokoshe Bakade Eko Didia, the Most High God rules and reigns. Mokoshe Bakade Eko Nine Kushede Eko Didia Lalalaboko. Have your way today, this morning, on Bible Storyland. Mokoshe Baka, we surrender all to you, Almighty God. We surrender all to you. Mokoshe Bakade, we lay at your feet, O God, humbly this morning, coming to praise, coming to honor you as the Most High God, as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords. Have your way today, O God. We cover everybody on Bible Storyland with your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we, Mokoshe Bakade, thank you, O God, that we have a hedge of your protection around us. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. Father, your word said, if we cry unto you, even our enemies will turn back. So we thank you for every enemy being turned back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have taught us how to Mokoshe to slay our bears, our lions, and our giants and cut their heads off. Mokoshe, even the babies' heads off of the giants, they cannot appear in our land anymore. Mokoshe Bakade, we take authority. Mokoshe Baka over everything, Mokoshe, that's not like you. We bind up phone voidance. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. Mokoshe Bakadiria. We put you on notice, Satan. You have no weapon, no authority. Mokoshe Baka to be used against the children of the Most High God. We are fully armored, Mokoshe, and ready for battle. I thank you that we are dressed, Mokoshe, and right dressed. Mokoshe Bakade, we have on the helmet of salvation, our Mokoshe Bakade, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girt about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in our hands. And we, Mokoshe Bakade, are honoring the Most High God. Mokoshe, he is our rear guard. Makade ekoshe bakade di akashede. And he, Mokoshe bakade di alalalabokoshe bakade, is fighting every battle on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Mokode di alalalabokoshe bakade ekoninine. We give him glory. We give him honor. Mokoshe bakade. Father God said, if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord that he is our refuge. He is our fortress. My God, in him do we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. Mokoshe Bakadidia, we should not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Mokoridididia ka shedididia, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh us. Mokoshe Bakade. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall be no evil, Mokoshe, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall trample under our feet. Because he has set his love upon us, therefore he will deliver us. Mokoshe Bakadidia, he will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. with long life will he satisfy us, Mokoshe, and show us his salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the Most High God. This is Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and we honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come to give him glory this morning. Father, we thank you. Mokoshe, hear our cry, O God. Attend unto our prayer. From the end of the earth will we cry when our heart is overwhelmed. Lead us to the rock, O God, that is higher than we are. Mokoshe bakade ekodidia. For thou hast been a shelter for us and a strong tower from the enemy. We will abide in thy tabernacle forever. We will trust in the covert of your wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard our vows. Thou hast given us the heritage for those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years for as and his years as many generations. Mokoshe Bakadidia, he shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Mokoshe bakade ekodididia kashedididia koshe bakade. Oh, we thank the Most High God this morning that his presence is with us. It is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are thanking the Lord for the children. This morning for each of you, and we said it is Children's Day. It is Children's Day. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We are looking for a mighty great woman of God from Jacksonville. Her name is Evangelist Tamara Halyard. If you're on the line, press 1, Evangelist Tamara. All right. I don't see her number right now, but hopefully she'll come in a little bit later. She's a busy woman of God and has many things to do. But I thank God for each of you that are on this morning. I'm going to say a prayer for our teens, our children. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we affirm your word over our children. We delight ourselves in you. Mokoshe bakadidia, according to Psalms 37:4, knowing that you will give us the desires of our heart. We commit our children to you, O God, and to you to affirm your word over them from Isaiah 54:13 that tells us that our children shall be taught of the Lord and great shall be the peace of our children. I thank God, Mokoshe, I thank you, Father, that you are the deliverer of our children. You are delivering them out of rebellion into a righteous, a right relationship with us, O God. Mokoshe Bakade, your word in Exodus 20:12 teaches us that the first commandment given with promise is for our children to obey their parents in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokoshe Bakade ekodididia. You said in Deuteronomy 5:16 that you will be Mokoshe, that all will be well with our children. Mokoshe Bakade, and they will live long on the earth. Mokoshe Baka, I affirm this promise on behalf of our children, asking you to give our children an obedient spirit, Father God. Mokoshe Bakade, that you, Mokoshe Bakade, our children may honor and esteem you, O God. Mokoshe, honor and esteem their father and their mother. Mokoshe Bakade, Father, forgive us for any mistakes that we've made. Mokoshe, out of unresolved hurts or selfishness, which may have caused our children hurt. Mokoshe Bakade, we ask full and true repentance for the mistakes we have made in raising our children. We release the anointing that is upon Jesus to bind up and heal, Mokoshe, our broken hearts and the broken hearts of our children. Give us the ability to understand, Mokoshe, and forgive one another as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Mokoshe Bakade, who leads us into all truth and corrects erroneous perceptions about past or present situations. Thank you for teaching us to listen, Mokoshe, to each other, Mokoshe, and for giving us, our children, an ear to hear admonition. For then, Mokoshe, our children will be called wise. I affirm that our children shall speak kind, Mokoshe, excellent, godly things, and any words, Mokoshe, coming out of their mouths, Mokoshe, will be right words and will be used to give you glory, O God. Mokoshe Bakade Ekudidididia Kashere. Father, we promise to train up our children in the way they should go, and when our children are old, they will not depart from sound doctrine and teaching and will follow it all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you, O God, for hearing and for answering our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning, we have a mighty woman of God on from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? All right, she must have her phone on mute, but she'll come on.
Good morning.
Soon. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed. I'm just glad to be alive today. I'm just happy about that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You ready to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're ready to listen.
Okay. Oh. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you, my Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. Well, all in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Awesome. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, we're gonna let God's light shine in us every day. We're gonna let His light shine within us.
Yes.
Well, you know, our children are so precious to us. We thank God for our children. And, you know, I'm going to make some declarations concerning our children, and then I'm going to pray for our children again shortly. Our children, we decree and declare our children shall live long, meaningful, successful, prosperous lives. fulfilling the purpose that God put within them. We decree and declare our children will be saved at an early age and have a close relationship with their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We decree and declare our children will rise up and take authority over every situation they face. We decree and declare that our children will be trained at an early age in the way they should go. We decree and declare our children, Mokoshe Bakade, will love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates. We decree and declare that our children are courageous, bold, and successful. We decree and declare that our children, Mokoshe, will excel in elementary school, junior high school, college, and on their jobs and careers. We decree and declare that our children will hear God's voice at an early age and obey him. They will live long lives of integrity. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare our children will become successful Christian doctors, Christian attorneys, Christian dentists, Christian teachers, Christian professors in universities, Christian veterinarians, Christian entrepreneurs, and whatever else God has put within them. We decree and declare that our children will become a part of the fivefold ministry where they worship. Mokoshe Baka, they will become apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So I thank God for our children. You know, our children are so precious. They are the gifts that God has given us. And I thank God for our children even today. They are so brilliant. Every child I meet on the street, children I meet in church, they are brilliant. When they really apply themselves, they are so brilliant. If you have a conversation with them, you think, oh, my God, they have much wisdom. Sit down and listen to them sometime. Don't just always talk to them. Let them talk to you. Listen to them. They have a lot to say. And even sometimes they may say, oh, you know, nothing. But they do have a lot to say, so listen to our children. Listen to them when they're talking to you. You know, children are a gift from God. And Genesis 33:5 says, and he lifted up his eyes and saw the woman and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God has graciously given thy servant. So I thank God for the children. Genesis 48:9, and Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me. I will bless them. Joshua 24:23, And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Psalms 113:9. Make the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 127:3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Isaiah 8:18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me for the signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwell in Mount Zion. So I thank God. You know, God esteems our children highly. And it says in Psalms 127:4, as the arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Psalms 127:5, happy is the man that hath a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, for they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Psalms 128:3, the wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about the table. Psalm 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of the children are their fathers. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So I thank God for the children. They are truly a blessing to us. Well, we have with us this morning, all the way from Houston, Texas, the mighty woman of God. Her name is Karen Itell. She's faithful to come on Bible Storyland weekly. She is going to play, like she always does, melodious songs to give God glory. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you. I am going to do, I got the joy, joy, joy of Jesus in my heart.
All right. Joy, joy, joy. Yes, it is in our heart. Thank God. All right. Joy, joy, down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. You know, when situations come up, we can still have joy. We can still have joy. No matter what we face, we can have joy. You know that joy, that kind of joy that God gives us, because he gives us peace of mind to let us know that we can have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And don't you know we all need God's strength? I don't know about you, but I can't make it without his strength. I cannot make it without his strength. I need his strength on a daily basis. I need his peace. I need him every day. When I wake up, I call on the name of Jesus. During the day, I call on the name of Jesus. At night, in the middle of the night, when I turn over sometimes, I call on the name of Jesus. I need him, like Job said. I love to hear his voice. I need him more than my necessary food. I need him more than my necessary food. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord. I need my Creator. I need Father God. And don't you know, our children need him. He wants them to know about him while they're young. They need him, and we need him. So don't forget to train your children up in the way they should go. So I thank God for each of you. I'm going to say another prayer for our children today. This prayer is coming from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. She wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. And it's for, the prayer is called The Next Generation Prayer. And it is a prayer, it's an awesome prayer that you can pray over your children. So if you don't have this book by Apostle Kimberly Daniels from Jacksonville, Florida, I recommend that you get it. It's an awesome book. It has so many prayers that will bring change in your life. I've had this book now over almost a year or so, and I pray different prayers out of it, and I mean I can see change, 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 change. So this prayer is for our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator. We come against the spirit that would put the spotlight of the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. We release prayer warriors in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical school, colleges, beauty schools, and other places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplaces, in Hollywood, in the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of the young people. I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. I bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in our land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The device is set against our children from the womb to the college is broken in the name of Jesus. I bind every perverse spirit that will come against our children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. I declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. I declare that the young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down young people. They shall shine as light on the top of a hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says, if you be lifted up, Mokoshe, men will be drawn to you. I declare that the next generation will lift you up. I speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places, and they will shall be places of peace, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of stewardship is the portion of the next generation. I declare, Mokoshe Baka, that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come near the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off of our children. They are displaced in the spirit. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next generation. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, I call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug usage. Every door of the demonic is closed through music, movies, videos, games, and the internet. Mokoshe Bakade, demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all of the modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. I bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, I know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers that are the powers of the accused things that flow into the lives of our children are broken. Mokode eshekiridia, every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshippers, the five percenters, fraternists and sororities, masons, shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers, new Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influence on our young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirit of the Medes is bound and cannot control the mind of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promise values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokoshe bakade eko dididia. O mamaka shedididia. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayers that have gone on before, and we thank you that you do hear, you do answer prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, Jesus was a masterful teacher. He often told short stories called parables. And a parable is a short story that illustrates a religious purpose, a principle. You know, my daddy used to tell me many stories, but they were fairy tales. Like Alice in Wonderland and Snow White and, you know, all those kind of stories that fascinated children. But Jesus told parables, valuable stories that we can remember for life because he was the great storyteller. When he told stories, multitudes of people came near to hear his stories. And they were moved, those people, they were moved as well, you know, as taught. You know, they were moved, and he taught them how to live. He taught them how to live. The parable told by Jesus we're going to talk about today is found in the Gospels, in the Gospel books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But let's look at Matthew's account of a well-known parable Jesus told. It's found in Matthew 13:31. So I'm going to turn there now. In Matthew, and I'm going to read it. You know, Jesus loved people, and people knew it. They felt his love, and they crowded around him, and they listened when he told parables. So this parable that I'm going to read to you is found in Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 31. And another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among the herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And sometimes he told parable after parable after parable. And so that parable, you know, Christ compared, you know, he talked about the mustard seed to the kingdom of heaven. He said it's the smallest of all seeds. A man took a mustard seed and planted it in the field. Even though it was the smallest of all seeds, man planted it, and when it grew, it became the greatest among the herbs in the tree, so that the birds of the air who sit on the would sit on the branches of the tree. Now in Matthew 17:20, Christ tells a parable of the mustard seed. And he talks about just before he told his disciples, the parable about the mustard seed, the disciples were met by a man. And let's see, let's hear what the man said to the Jesus' disciples. That's found in Matthew 17, starting at verse 14, all the way through verse 21. So let's listen today to God's word. How many of you just read the word to your children? You know, sometimes you can pick out stories in the Bible and just read them to your children. Don't you know children love stories? I know I'm an adult, and I love stories. There are, you know, men and women of God who have written great stories. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched the story of the Ten Commandments or the story about Noah and the Ark. They come on TV from time to time. But sometimes it's nothing like just sitting your child on your lap and just reading them a story. Or even if you know it by heart, you could tell it to them. You know, some of you I know are great storytellers. So tell your children stories that Jesus told from his word. So I'm going to start at verse, hold on one second, Matthew 17, verse 20. But I'm going to back up to verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and he is so vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of the child, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And listen to what Jesus told them. Listen carefully. And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be moved, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting. So, you know, Jesus, he could see things. And he told, he sometimes, you know, he will rebuke his disciples. And, you know, rebuke is good because it helped push us to the next level. You know, sometimes, you know, God will rebuke us. And sometimes our pastors and the fivefold ministry will rebuke us. And we need to be able to take a rebuke. We need to be able to humble ourselves and say, you know what, I thank God for that rebuke because it helped me. Rebuke come to help. So this rebuke that Jesus did with his disciples, it helped them. The disciples couldn't help the man. Jesus rebuked them for their doubt, their unbelief. They did not believe they could heal the young man. So Jesus told them because they didn't have the confidence and the belief that they could not heal the young man. Jesus told his disciples if only they had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, just a little faith in what they were doing, they could have healed the boy. Not only could they heal, they could speak, say with their mouths, speak to a huge mountain with a tiny amount of faith and say, move now to another place, and the mountain would move. Jesus said with a tiny bit of faith, nothing, not one thing shall be impossible to you. Some things you cannot even do if you fast and pray, he told them. You must believe you can get rid of situations that seem impossible, but you got to believe. How much faith do you have today? Yes, I'm talking to you on Bible Storyland. How much faith do you have today? Don't let your mind wander on Bible Storyland. Keep your mind focused on what I'm saying to you this morning. This morning, do you know how tiny a mustard seed is? It's smaller than a peach seed. It's smaller than a watermelon seed. It's smaller than a poppy seed. A mustard seed is so tiny, you can hardly pick it up. You know, I have to use tape, you know, like scotch tape to pick up a mustard seed. Because as soon as I put them out, they roll. They start moving. What do you believe in God for on Bible Storyland? Do you have enough faith to wait on God for it? You know, God is not a man. He don't lie. When he told the disciples, you need to have belief. If you only believe, you can do this. You know, there's a song that says, if only you believe. How much faith do you have on Bible Storyland? Do you have enough for yourself? What about enough faith for your child? When your child comes to you with the situation they face, do you have enough faith to encourage them in what they're going through? Or do you think what they're going through is not compared to what you're going through? Think back when you were a child, a teen, or even a young adult. Did your situation seem big or even real to you? Well, your children's situation that they go through are real to them. They are real situations. Do you have enough faith to encourage them that they will overcome this situation that they are facing, just like you overcame situations when you were young that you were facing? How can you help your children? How can we help them have mustard seed faith if you don't have any? Do you worry about bills and how they're going to get paid while your children worry about improving their grades? Do you worry about your boss staying on you while your children worry about the bully at school? How big is your faith? Is your faith growing or is it stagnant? Is it just standing still? Are you moving in the faith? What is faith? In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Do you believe what you're waiting for will happen? Now, belief. What is belief? It's a state of mind which in which trust or confidence is placed in a person or something, you know, conviction of truth. What is faith? Faith is belief and trust in the loyalty and in loyalty to God. Belief in a firm doctrine. Belief in something which is a you don't have proof of. Just complete trust. Do you believe what you're waiting for will happen, will come to pass, even though you have no evidence that it will happen? Do you still believe? Do you believe that your prayers get answered? What can you remember you are believing God for, and it actually came to pass? Do you trust God? Do you believe he moves on your behalf? The word of God says, train up a child in the way he should go. Direction. Direct him in the way that he should go or she should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Look at you. Look at me. We ain't departed from it. Now, all children don't stray from God. But some of us stray, but guess what? We were prodigal children, but we came back. They will believe on God even when they're old and gray-headed. Now, you know, there are people in the Bible like Samuel, faithful all the days of his life. Noah, faithful. Joseph, faithful all the days of his life. Chosen as a child. Daniel, faithful all the days of his life. Do you trust God? Did you trust God in the labor room before your son and your daughter was born? Have you had a conversation, a prayer with God about your child, your son or your daughter lately? What do you believe in God for concerning your children? How many mountains have you moved lately? Or is your mountain still staring you in the face? Are you believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders? Is your faith big enough to believe God for big things, not just to keep a roof over your head or over your family, food on the table, or material things? What about salvation for your children? What about for your children? What about miracles? Your children doing miracles, like laying hands on you when you have a headache and then the headache goes away. Can you believe God for that? What about your family and you praying for world hunger to end by 2020 or before a certain date? Then God laid, you know, on your heart to lay aside money, to start a youth meeting, to speak to teens, to feed the youth on Friday nights about their ideas on how to end world hunger. Teach them how to cook healthy meals. Do you have faith to ask God for signs before you do a project you have been thinking about doing? Are you flexible enough to shift if the sign doesn't come the way you thought it would come to do the project that you want? What are you believing God for concerning your children? What about making the honor roll every quarter to get scholarships for them to go to college or to pursue the career that they desire? What are you believing God for? Are you believing God for protection for your children everywhere they go? Do you pray, Father, protect my children everywhere they go? Don't you know we got to pray? We got to stand in the gap for our children. Our children are getting murdered on the street. Even in the homes, our children are dying. So many of our children are committing suicide. Kneel with your children. Pray for your children. Pray over your children. Intercede for your children. Stand in the gap for your children. Don't let your children go uncovered. Pray for them on a daily basis. Are you believing God for obedience, you know, from your children? That your children will obey you, that your children will obey their grandparents, that your children will obey their teachers? Are you believing God for a godly village to help train up your children? You know, it takes a godly village to train up children in the way they should go. You name the other things that you are believing God for. How big is your faith? Your belief has your belief been growing so much that the mustard seed you planted has become strong branches that are able to hold up what you believe God for? Faith is looking to God for what you don't have, for what you're waiting for, and you don't even see it. Faith is looking at what you don't see and believing God for it. You know, I worked in Orleans Parish Schools for several years, many years, over 20-some years. And I'll never forget that I was checking my checking account one night. It was early in the morning, probably like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, by the phone. And so when I called in and I heard it over the phone, it was a big amount that I didn't even put in there. I mean, huge. And I'm saying, I mean, it was over $1,000 in there. And I said, Lord, oh, my God, somebody done made a mistake and put some money into my account. So I set my clock and I woke up and I called the bank. And I said, where did this money come from that's in my account? And they said it came from the school board that I work for. And I'm like, well, what? So I called the school board and I said, listen, you know, you put some money in my account, and I'm retired. I said, I don't work for you anymore. And they said, okay, send it back. So when I called the bank, they said they couldn't send it back, that the school board had to get it back themselves. They had to get the money back themselves. So I called, and, you know, a week passed by, they still hadn't gotten it. So then I went there, and I told them about it. They said, okay, we're going to take it out. So then I faxed them a letter that was, trying to think of what you call that. I had the letter, can't think of the word right now. But anyway, I faxed them a letter, and I said, listen, I said, the money's been in there now over a month, and I'm waiting for you to remove it. I went again, and they said, okay, we're going to take it out. Do you know, months and months passed. And one day the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know what? You think the school board was paying your salary? He said, I paid your salary every time you got paid. It wasn't them. And he said, that money in your account is for you. They never took that money back. That money was placed in there by Father God. And so I thank God. You know, I had been praying. I said, Lord, I need some extra money. Now, I didn't know how it was going to come, but look where it came from. So God can move mountains on our behalf. He can send us money. We can't even see. We don't even know where things are coming from. But I tell you what, he moves on his children's behalf. So I thank God that, you know, he is a moving God. How big is your faith? How big is your faith? I will never forget when I got saved, I was 16. I had been going to the church for, you know, I don't know how old I was when I started going to church. My mother used to send me to church. Well, I got saved at 16, and I was believing God that everybody in my family was going to be saved. I prayed for everybody. I wasn't but 16, but I said, Lord, save my mama, save my daddy, save my sister, save my brother, save my brother-in-law, save my niece, save my nephew, save my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, save everybody in my family. Well, my brother, I didn't even know where he was. He was in the service somewhere, and so I just kept praying. I said, Lord, I don't know where my brother is, but you know where he is. Save him. So I hadn't heard. He was my father's son. He was not my mother's son. So I didn't even know how to get in touch with him. My father didn't know how to get in touch with him. So I just prayed. And, you know, after a while, you pray and 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 you pray. And, you know, after a while, I just, you know, forgot about praying. But I know that God did save all of my family members. And one day, now I was 16 when I started praying these prayers, right? I was in my 40s, and I called my daddy. And my daddy said, Bobby's home. I said, Bobby who? He said, your brother. And I said, oh, okay. He said, when you come, I'm going to give you his sister's number, and you can call him. And so a few months later, I came here to Jacksonville, and I called my brother's sister, and she said, I'm going to give him your number. She said, he'll call you. So he did call me one day, and I said, oh, come over for dinner. I'm going to fix dinner for you and my daddy. So he came over, and we were eating. He said, sis, what you going to do tomorrow? And that was a Saturday. I said, I'm going to church. He said, you mind if I go to church with you? I said, no. I said, but I didn't drive. I'm going to have to call the church van. They'll come pick you up. Now, that was one thing about the church van. They were faithful to pick up God's people. So they picked him up first. I had, you know, and prior to that time, that Saturday, I had not seen him. He said I was 4 years old the last time he saw me. So from 4 to 47, or 40-something, it was in 47. It was in my early 40s. I hadn't seen him. So anyway, we went to church. My daddy sat up front, and my brother sat next to me. And we sang. And when we started singing, I heard this melodious sound come out of his mouth. He sang so well. Oh, he could sing. And he sang he had such a beautiful voice. Now, after the minister preached the sermon, and the minister asked if anybody wanted to be saved. Guess who got up? My brother got up, went to the front, got baptized, got saved that day. I still wasn't even thinking about that prayer that I prayed until a little bit later. I said, oh, my God, you answered my prayer. Don't you know God is faithful? He hears. He answers prayers. And I thank him this day. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is have faith, and he will hear. He will answer. So I thank God today for, hearing and answering prayers. Well, we have a faithful young man and his son, a duo, that's going to do a rap for Bible Storyland this morning. They are faithful. He's faithful to come on weekly, and I thank God for him. He is a father. He's a husband, a father, a comedian, and many gifts and many talents are in this young man. His name is David Emmanuel the first, and there is also David Emmanuel the second today. Good morning. Good morning, David Emmanuel. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You and your son there. How's your son?
Yes, ma'am. The son, he's doing good. Everybody's blessed and grateful, and everybody's in good spirit and covered by the blood of Jesus. We just, you know, God just blessed us beyond belief. He just continues to bless us.
Amen. Good morning, David Emmanuel II. How are you?
Morning. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm okay.
Oh, I'm so glad you pressed your way to get on this morning. You are a blessing. The two David Emmanuels did a Bible rap Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, Thursday on our show, and it was awesome. So I'm looking forward to hearing the rap today. Let God have his way.
Hey, Sister G.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, it's going to take a minute. I'm actually at my sister-in-law's house, but I just found out she didn't have a CD player in the house, so we got to go down in the car to play the music.
Okay.
You know, so, man, so
all right, so just let me know when you get back. Be waiting.
Did you want to say hey to Dante?
Pardon me?
Yeah, did you want to say hey to Dante? He turned 11 yesterday.
Oh, sure. Hey, Dante.
Hey, Sister G.
How are you? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dante. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you, Sister G.
Me.
Huh? Oh, Karen. Okay, thank you, Karen. That was beautiful.
Okay. This is G. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Karen. Thank you, Miss Karen. Thank y'all. Yeah, I wanted to give a short statement about you mentioned about training up a child in the way he should go and he will not stray from it. You know, some of my comedy, I talk about how my grandmother used to beat us with extension cord and stuff like that. And, you know, as kids, you can complain. But, you know, it was a blessing to have a roof over your head and have food on the table. And, you know, she probably was stressed out from all the things she had to do. But my mom and her siblings, they got their butts whooped like that, too. Because, you know, when I used to complain to my mom, she'd be like, you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one. So they got beat like that, too. But one thing she made sure is that we got spiritual seeds and spiritual word planted into us as kids. That's one thing she made sure of. And, you know, today you can see those seeds harvesting in myself. I mean, they're just blossoming. And you know, the world is just limitless once you join forces with God and do his will and do his work. I mean, just like it says, if you seek that kingdom, everything else will be added unto you. So,
amen.
Now, sometimes you got to force these kids and move them. They don't want to move right and do what they're supposed to do for God. But, you know, like I said, people prayed over you all your life. So, you know, God's favor is upon you because older people, elder people have prayed for you. People that you don't even know and your grandparents, they put in the time and did all the work and did the studying of the scriptures and everything. So they have protected your life. And,
amen.
You know, all you got to do is do what God wants you to do, and then everything else will fall into place, you know. So, a lot of people need to motivate these kids and make these kids get in here and get this word. And, you know, it's sad that we have to wait sometimes for somebody to be killed or something before they start paying attention to these kids. You need to, it's called preventive maintenance, like on a vehicle. If you change the oil and check the tires and do it ahead of time, you don't have to wait till it break down to fix it. You do the preventive maintenance on it, and it'll never break down on you. So the same thing spiritually. You go ahead and start working on these kids and having them commit to God and have them see how important it is to build a close relationship to God, and it'll protect them the rest of their life. You know, that's the best thing you can give a person. But, yeah, I'm Come on, David. Let's see if she. Yeah, we got to go down in the garage here and get some music. But you want to put us on hold for a second?
Okay, well, while you're doing that, we have a great woman of God from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Her name is Tanisha Grunde. And Tanisha is a mother of LaMaya. LaMaya is a very talented young woman. Her mother has trained her up in the ways of God and continually do so. So we're so grateful. You know, Tanisha has trained LaMaya. LaMaya is also very gifted, very smart. She plays the bass. So Tanisha is going to sing this morning. Tanisha, can you press 1 for me? I know you are on here somewhere. Can you press 1 for me, Tanisha? Oh, good. Thank you. All right.
God bless you, Sister G. It's a pleasure to be on the show this morning. I must say I've been really, really blessed and inspired, you know, just encouraging us about faith. You know, do you believe in what you read? Do you believe in what you pray about? That's just a great, you know, piece for me personally. And I just want to thank God for Brother David, too, who gave that testimony concerning grandparents, because I remember many, many, many nights I was with my grandmother, and I would, you know, it would be late at night. You know, I'd get up to get some milk or get something to drink from the refrigerator or whatever I got up for. I would see her in that living room praying on her knees, praying, crying out to God, cover my grandchildren, cover my friends, cover my family. They will be saved. She was decreeing and declaring and praying. She was a faithful prayer warrior. And to this day, those prayers, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. And I can honestly say that her prayers then is availing now. So what Brother David is saying, I totally agree with him. I'm in agreement with him. You know, sometimes we don't even know that those prayers from, you know, back then is coming into fruition for today. So I just really thank God for his testimony concerning that. And I wanted to share some scriptures to encourage our youth that may be on the line today concerning their purpose, concerning, you know, when their parents is trying to tell them about, you know, what they should be doing for their, you know, embetterment, for them to, you know, basically live a glorious life or a life full of salvation. I'm going to, and I spoke about this before when I was on the show, before it's Psalm 78. You know, we're in a day of time where we need to raise up our children. We're raising up the future generation. You know, the world may call them lost, but God is calling them found. God has chosen them before, you know, they were birthed into their mother's womb. So I just want to share a few of these scriptures, and then I'm going to sing a short song. And I'm coming out of Psalm 78. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It's, O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past stories we have heard and known. Let me go back. I skipped something. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children, but we will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. We will tell of his power and the mighty miracles he did, for he issued his decree to Jacob. He gave his law to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born, that they in turn might teach their children, so each generation can set its hope anew on God, remembering his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. So it goes back to training up a child while they're young, and then when they're older, they won't flee, they won't depart. They will always remember the biblical principles that you taught them. So with that being said, I'm going to go forth and sing this song. It's called I'll Go, and I Need You. It's kind of like a medley. I'll go. Lord, I surrender, I'll go, I'll go. Oh, Lord, I'll go, I'll go. Father, I'll go. If my Savior myself away, Lord, send me, I'll go, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every second, every hour, every day, I need thee, oh.
God bless you. Woo! That was awesome. I thank God for that. Woo, it was awesome. Awesome song. I'll go.
All
you know,
the glory to
God. God be looking for people, faithful people, yeah, who will say, yes, Lord, send me. So I thank God Sister Tanisha is one of those people who will go when the Lord need her. You know, sometimes he may need you to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the grocery store, he may say, go in that aisle and pray for this person. Go in that aisle and pray for that person. Or he may need you to go to hospital to lay hands on somebody. Or he may need you to see a child on the street and say, wow, you are a brilliant child. Whatever it is, he may need you to cook a meal and take to somebody. Whatever it is, will you go? Do you have enough faith and belief in God to be used of him? Will you go? So I thank God, Sister Tanisha, that was awesome. And I tell you what, she's like her grandmother. She's an awesome prayer warrior. She prays for me, and I tell you, she don't miss the target. I thank God for her prayers, and I thank God for her grandmother's prayers who pray for her, because she still got that. She got that spirit of her grandmother. She can pray now. Thank God.
God bless
Brother
you.
David, you ready?
Yes. Bible story land. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Bible story land. Let me take you to Bible story land. Yeah. Me without sin, cast the first stone. Now your sinners been them on because your cover's been blown. Living life for 39 years, but it hurt when I cry. So give me tattoo 10. In this life, it can be hard to win when you're constantly living a life of sin. Read the Bible, where the journey begins on the road to redemption for you, my friend. Defying all odds, because I rode with God. Now that's the man with the master plan. He got the whole wide world in his hands. Now do you understand who's in command? Now ain't that grand? I said ain't that grand. Yeah. Kill him with all faith. No trouble, you on a different level when you're stepping on that devil. Yeah. Together we stand, divided we fall. Family stick together through it all. From the Sunshine State, can you correlate? The destiny of our future is looking great. Younger generation got the wheel at hand if you want to make it too. The promised land. Then kneel to God, follow his command. Lift up your arm, praise him with your hands. Came to give us life, life abundantly. So why you living life like it shouldn't be? Forget about that sin, come and roll with me. And you can make it to the top where you're supposed to be. In this life, it's not all about me. It's bigger than that. It's called family. I don't need a guitar to be in a band. Just give me a mic. Forget about the stand. When it can be clean, no need for Listerine. Little Davis on the track, he makes the people scream. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Whenever you get down, family's around. Get your Bibles up. Get your Bibles up. Get your Bibles up. Bible Storyland coming to you live. This is Dave and Dave. I'm about to bring on the next generation. Come and blaze the set. Dave!
All right. Put your hands up, all my Christians. We got it together till the very end. Yeah, bruh, that's a guaranteed win. I'm the youngest of my tribe, so you know I'm trying to strive. Living life to the fullest, long as I'm alive. Sugar in my eye, hot blood in my veins. You can thank the name. People fighting for fame. I'm out here playing like it's a game. Can't handle the flame. Too hot to handle. I'm rocking this like it's a scandal. Run up and get lit like a candle.
Yeah, yeah. Dave and Dave, uplifting God's name, that's what we do. You know what I mean? Swagger like God, that's what we do. I got swagger like God, you can see it in me. God got swagger, you can see it in me. Yeah. Bible Story Land. How you feel about that, Sister D?
Woo! That was awesome! It gets better and better each time. I love it when y'all come on as a duo. That was awesome. Whew, I tell you what, we are so blessed on Bible Story Land.
Hey, Sister G,
yes.
Sister G, my dad's on the line. He's talking about day job only.
He's talking about what?
He told me to stick to my day job only.
Oh, no, tell him I say you got what it takes.
Tell him I got to work for God, or I ain't going to work at all.
Amen. That was awesome. Tell your dad I said thank God for him and for you.
Amen.
That was awesome. I tell you, I love that duo. So I'm looking forward to hearing it again and again and again. I got to learn the words, too. It's awesome. Thank God for it. Well, like I said, Bible Storyland is blessed with many great men and women that, you know, uphold the name of Jesus, that believe in the Most High God. And I thank God for each of you. Karen Itell is going to play another praise song, and then it's going to be prayer time on Bible Storyland.
The whole world in his hands,
and he's got the whole wide world. Oh, that was awesome. He's got the whole world in his hands. Amen, amen. That's one of my favorite. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know my father's got some awesome hands, and he got the whole world in it. I cannot even begin to imagine how big my father's hands are. But I'm thanking God that he can keep all of us in the palm of his almighty hand. Well, do you believe in God for today? Do you have mustard seed faith? Do your prayers get answered? Do you believe God hear your prayers? It's prayer time. So press 1 if you're requesting prayer. I'm continually praying for the Tatum and Tutson family in the loss of our cousin Cheryl. So, and daughter, granddaughter, wife, and mother. So, I thank God for each of you and for your prayers. So, press 1 if you need prayers. Okay, you're already on.
Hi, this is Sister Tanisha.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Jean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm requesting prayer concerning just the future generation that, you know, there's just an edifice, you know, a standard set for them concerning godly values, godly morals, godly principles. And they don't have to worry about going to school and worrying about being different because, you know, God has chosen. He has his chosen people that he's calling. So I want to request prayer concerning the future generation and us as parents leading by example, and that my daughter and I do the will of God.
Amen. All right, thank you. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. 706, hold on. I'm coming. Just a second, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Miss Liddell?
I'm doing. And you all just being blessed from the message this morning.
Amen. Well, it's a blessing to have you on. She's the youngest person on today. She turned 90 about a month or two ago, and I thank God for Miss Liddell. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, thank God.
Amen.
I'm feeling fine. Just thank God to be here.
No, that's right.
Yes, yes. Thank God to be here and be able to continue to listen to all the good songs and prayers and the talk that I've heard this morning.
Amen. You have a prayer request this morning?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, as the lady say, for this young generation and all those that are sick going through bereavement this morning, plus myself and my family.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Miss Liddell. Glad you're on. Yes, you already pressed 1. What's your prayer request?
Okay, here, this is David Emanuel. I'm asking prayer for our plate. The name of our plate is I Don't Smell Like What I've Been Through. That's, you know, because we always do spiritual plays. The first one was Decisions, which we did back in February, and that was a blessing. And all our plays are to uplift family and to uplift God and relationships. So, and God is sending us members, and hopefully we can build a nice spiritual family, you know, so that whenever we get ready to do a play, people will just fall into place and do what they're supposed to do. And I want to pray for all my family members as well, that they continue to seek a close relationship with God and that spiritually they grow, because the stronger your spirit, the stronger you will be on the outside, because the spirit will live through you, and pretty soon your outside life will be the same as your inside life. So,
Amen. All right, Brother David, thank you so much for that request. Anybody else? Press 1 if you have a prayer request.
I have a prayer request. I have a friend that was fell after a program I did last Tuesday night up at the church, and she's in the hospital with bleeding in the brain. We don't know exactly what her status is, but we do know we need prayer for her.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Any more prayer requests? All right, press 1 if you have a prayer request. All right. Well, hopefully we'll include you in the prayer this morning. Let's see. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God, that you are God. And there's none like you, that you are God alone. We are so grateful, Father God. We are grateful that you chose us, that you pulled us, you snatched us out of darkness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hold on. There's some more people on here that press 1. Hold on, please. Yes, 281, you have a prayer request?
Came back in, sorry about that.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on, Karen. 857. You have a prayer request?
Yes, praise the Lord. Minister Gently, this is Evangelist Cheryl. I wanted to just pray for my prayer partner who hasn't been doing well this week, Gil, and I've been praying for her, and also for me and my little daughter, just asking God's blessing, asking peace in the home, and asking him to just continue to guide me.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. I've been praying for you and thinking about you. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm all right, thank the Lord. I'm okay.
All right, so you said your prayer partner.
Yes, Esalen. She's been under the weather. She had watery eyes. I don't know, she had some kind of allergy. And her throat this week, so we couldn't hardly really pray. But I did pray with her and pray for her. But just asking God to touch her and heal her. She's a social worker. Takes care of an elderly mother and her son in a wheelchair. So that's kind of wearing on you after a while. And just praying for her health. Praying for my family, our protection, and God to just move us on. And I believe he's going to do that soon. And I've just been waiting patiently for it to manifest my new place where I'm going to set up. But just thanking God, continuing on in ministry with my daughter.
All right. Thank you so much, woman of God. I appreciate you coming on, making that listening,
Amen.
And making that prayer request. I thank God for you. All right. There's someone else, 904. 524.
Hi, Sister G. It's Bettina. Can you hear me?
I can hear you barely.
I don't know how to fix it, but I just want to. It's Bettina Emmanuel. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I just wanted to say good morning, and I appreciate your word today, and I just wanted to ask for prayer still and focus. For you know, just doing what God wants me to do. I need to stay on track with him. And I guess prayer for whatever he wants me to do as far as career change. Because right now I'm teaching again, and I think I missed God on that one, because I don't think that's where I need to be. So I'm just asking for prayer with that, so that I have clear direction on where to go next.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you spell your name?
Fratina, Fratina.
Okay, that's beautiful. Fratina.
Thank you. Yeah, Fratina.
All right.
I'm David's cousin. Hi, see ya. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fratina. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, well, hopefully we'll catch you in these prayers that we pray. Father God, we just honor your presence again. We thank you that you are the Most High God. We thank you that you are Lord, that you are Shepherd, that you are King. Mokoshe Bakade. And it's nothing too difficult for you. Your word says, whatever we ask in your name, believing, increase our faith in you, O God, our belief. Mokoshe. You will hear, you will answer because of our faith and belief in you, O God. Mokoshe bakade ekodididi alalalalala mokoshe makade. Yorodododidi alalalalala mokoshe bakade ekodididi alalalalala moko. O Father, we honor your presence. Your presence is holy. Your presence is sweet. Mokoshe bakade. There is nothing that we can do without you. Oh, we thank you, Father God, that you are a holy God, that you are righteous God, that you are the faithful Father. None like you, O God. None like you. You are faithful. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the only true and living God. And Father, today I come to lift up families today. Every family represented on Bible Storyland, I lift them up before you. I stand in the gap for them. Mokoshe bakade ekodidia. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. Remove discouragement. Remove doubt.
Yes.
Remove fear. Mokoshe bakade from your people, O God. Mokoshe bakade ekodidia. Oh, Father God, I thank you for mustard seed faith for your people on Bible Storyland. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, that we can speak to our mountains, whatever our mountains are, and we can say, be thou removed. Mokoshe, whether the mountain of illness, Mokoshe, whether we need, Mokoshe, the mountain of Mokoshe, about confusion, we can speak to it and say, peace. Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. So, Father, today we come on behalf of the Tatum family. And we ask you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move in the loss of our family member, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strengthening Mavis, Aunt Mildred, the children, her husband, Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia, Carl Tatum, oh God. And we bless and honor you for what you're doing in families that are bereaved, oh God. Mokoshe Bakade Ekodidia. Father, you said weep with those who weep and joy with those who joy. So we are Mokoshe obedient to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up Tanisha Grundy, oh God. I thank you for this mighty prayer warrior, this mighty woman of God, and psalmistress unto you, O God. I thank you for the songs that you're birthing in her belly, O God. I thank you that will be songs, Mokoshe Baka, unto you, O God. Songs that you give her, birthing those CDs in her, O God. Mokodididia, Pashere, Ekumakade, Ikudidia. I thank you for drawing even closer into that secret place even more often, O God. Mokoshe Bakade Ekudididia. I thank you, Father God, that she is your yielded vessel. In the name of Jesus, she will go where you wanted to go and do what you wanted to do. I thank you, Father God, that she is a Mokoshe Bakade, a great parent leading by example. And I pray, Father God, for every parent on Bible Storyland, they would lead by example. Mokoshe, they would continually, Mokoshe Bakade Ekorediya, train up the children in the way they should go, and when the children are old, they will not depart from it. And Father, I thank you for the next generation. Mokoshe Bakade Ekudididia. We decree and declare that the next generation is an obedient generation. They are not stubborn and perverse like this generation, but they are obedient like Daniel. They quickly run into your presence, Mokoshe, to seek your face as to how to move, when to move, what to do, what not to do. Mokoshe Baka, I thank you that the next generation has a great relationship with you, O God. And they are, Mokoshe Baka, sold out for you, O God. They are, Mokoshe, your battle axes, O God. I thank you for teaching the next generation fingers to fight and hands to war. Mokoshe Baka de Ekudidia. I thank you that the next generation will not drop the ball, but they will pick it up and run with it, O God. They will run into your presence. They will run, Mokoshe Bakade, and fight in the Mokoshe against the enemy, O God. Mokoshe, they will stand for righteousness. I thank you that the next generation shall live out all their days in Jesus' name. I thank you that the next generation is a blessed generation, Mokoshe, because they are obedient to you, to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I say that the next generation, O God, Mokoshe Baka, shall complete their purpose that you put on the inside of them. Mokoshe, they will teach their children, Mokoshe Baka, how, Mokoshe, to be obedient to you. They will lead by examples in the next generation. I thank you for our youth, our babies, Mokoshe Baka, all the way through young adults. I stand in the gap for them, O God. I thank you, Father God, that they are patiently waiting upon you, Mokoshe Bakade. I thank you, Father God, for those that have gone astray like prodigal children, that we, Mokoshe, we call them back in the spirit right now, all prodigal sons and daughters. We say, come back in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakade ekunene ke sheko ridiria kashere. I thank you, Father God, for Ms. Ludell, Mokoshe, that you have given her 90-plus years. Mokoshe Bakade Ekuninere Kosheridia Lalalaboko. You have given her 90-plus years to live in obedience to you, to be an example to this generation,
yes,
and the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for the prayers that she prayed in Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the sick that she has been praying for and the
mm-hmm.
sick all over the nation, that they will,
mm-hmm.
Mokoshe, believe you for healing, oh God, that they
mm-hmm.
have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, and they are believing you for their healing, and healing is coming forth in our nation, not only physical healing, not only mental healing, not only emotional healing, but great spiritual healing in our minds,
mm-hmm.
oh God. Father, we repent before you for everything that we've done or said against you in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God,
mm-hmm.
create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Father, you said if we search for you with all of our heart,
yeah.
that we will find you. So we thank you for being found this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your son, David Emmanuel, the first and the second, and his son, Deontay, oh God, and his wife, Father God. I thank you for families, oh God, being closer, closer with you, closer with each other. I thank you for the play that he'll be in, oh God. It's called I Don't Smell Like What I've Been Through. So, Father God, I thank you that Daniel, Mokoshe, Bakade, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not smell like what they've been through, not even a hair on their heads with sins. So I pray that prayer for David Emmanuel as they do the play. I thank you for spiritual family, Mokoshe, unity, oh God, working together in peace and love, agreeing to disagree, agreeing, peace, Mokoshe, Baka, remove any confusion, oh God. Father, I thank you for David Emmanuel's family. I thank you for his father who he was talking to earlier, oh God. I thank you for a father and son relationship, even on down the generations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that their family shall grow spiritually in the name of Jesus in leaps and bounds. They will not be stagnant in any area. Sister Cheryl, please don't pray with me. I thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Karen's friend, oh God, being healed in the name of Jesus from that brain hemorrhage. Father, you stopped the woman who had a issue of blood for 12 years. You stopped the bleeding and you healed her. So I thank you today, oh God, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakade e kunine kodidia kashere. And Father, I lift up Sister Cheryl today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and her daughter, her precious little daughter, Deborah, oh God. I thank you for Deborah's faith coming higher, 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 because her mother's faith is coming higher in you. I thank you for Sister Cheryl, this mighty woman of God you placed in my life some months ago, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for the ministry of faith that you've given her to feed the homeless, Mokoshe Baka, to bring Mokoshe Baka de Ekedidi up, Mokoshe to pray, Mokoshe Baka de Ekode to stand in the gap, oh God. Mokoshe Baka de, I thank you for her, Mokoshe, her program that comes on Saturdays, oh God. Mokoshe Baka on Mokoshe Blog Talk Radio, oh God. I thank you for her prayers that she prayed for the people that come on for the story, the godly stories that she tell her and her daughter, oh God. I lift up Mokoshe, the woman of God that she's asking prayer for. I thank you for healing coming forth in that woman in Jesus' name. Mokoshe Bakade. And Father, I thank you for Fratina Emmanuel, Mokoshe Bakade. And Father, you know all about it. You know everything she's going through. Mokoshe e kodidia. You know she's been in the fiery furnace. But I thank you that she doesn't smell like smoke. Mokoshe baka, she's even in the furnace now. She's been going through many things. But I thank you that her faith, Mokoshe, is as the grain of a mustard seed. And she can speak to those mountains that seem to overwhelm her and say, be thou removed. And Father, she's Mokoshe Bakade, believing you for a career change in direction. But Lord, I thank you for her obedience to you. I thank you that she will have greater discernment, that she will know when you say stop, know when you say go, know when you say Mokoshe Bakade Eko, come closer. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for everyone on Bible Storyland being blessed, highly favored of you, and I just bless and honor you today. I thank you that you are the Most High God. I thank you that you are the God of all gods. I thank you that you are the God who hears, the God who answers, and nobody can compare to your greatness, oh God. We honor your presence. We honor you as the Most High God. We honor you as Lord of our lives. And we thank you, oh God, for hearing every prayer this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you, Mokoshe, are the God that we honor. We surrender all to you, oh God. Have your mighty way on Bible Storyland today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we have gone over time this morning. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for fathers and mothers and children, extended families. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you to know that I love and appreciate each one of you. But I want you to know that God loves and appreciates you even more. He knows what you're going through. He knows. He sees. He made the eyes. He made the ears. He sees. He hears. He made the mind. He knows your very thoughts, your very intent of your heart. So continually hold unto his unchanging hand. Now, this is an announcement, so pay close attention. Next Saturday is the fifth Saturday. We will not air any fifth Saturday. We will be back on the air on Bible Storyland April the 7th, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not air on Boys to Men this Thursday. We'll be back on again April the 5th. Every fifth Saturday and Thursday, we take off. We spend time with the Father and have a God-filled day. So I'm saying to each of you, God bless you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Pray, praise, and worship the Lord. And don't forget, obedience is the key. God loves you, and so do I. Bless love you. Y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, Sister Sharo. Love all y'all.